Okay, this is our semi-annual disability report. The last time the board saw this was August 10th of 2016, where we provided an update. This is something we'll come back every 6 months, give you a snapshot of what's going on, because it'll be interesting when we turn to the second page, the chart that gives the number and type of disabilities applications that were accepted. When we were talking in August, the first half of 2016, we noted that we had 20 applications that were accepted at that point. And if that continued, we'd end up very close to the 2014, which is kind of a high bar of 46 applications coming in. You see, looking at the far right of that chart, the number of applications significantly dropped off during the second half of 2016. 12 applications were actually accepted. Most of those were service connected, and then there were a couple that were non-service connected. At our last meeting in February, it was asked, as we were going through disabilities, is the number of applications that have been approved for individuals that have less than 10 years of service. And the number is highlighted, since only service-connected disabilities were before the 10-year period, you'll notice the number of service-connected disabilities that were approved for somebody with less than 10 years of service. In 2013 and 2015, there was one for each of those years. 2014, there were four. Same with the first half of 2016, and then we just had two for the second half of 2016.
What about the rest of those 10 years or greater than of service in the service-connected disability? How many more were there?
How many?
Well, you seem to be limiting your service-connected disability in this chart just to those with 10 years or less.
Oh, no, that was a question that was raised at the last meeting as far as how many service-connected or how many applications for disability are approved that have less than 10 years of service. So this chart reflects everyone.
Give me a breath. Four of those.
And then, if we look at the far right for the second half of 2016, 12 applications were accepted during that time period.
Gotcha.
And during that time period, the board approved two that had less than 10 years of retirement service.
I was actually looking at the chart.
He wanted to know the total.
For exhibit one,
what 20 years, doesn't make any difference how long.
Oh, you want more breakdown would you like a breakdown for years of service for disability, whether it's how many within 10, 20, 30,
Actually, no, it's not necessary. I was looking at exhibit one, and when I looked at your footnote there, I was just curious to know.
Okay.
Because you only broke out the less than 10 for the service connected, but you didn't do that for the non-service.
You have to have 10 years or more for non-service.
Okay.
Well, and I would still love a pie chart sometime just showing all of our existing retirees, what are the different types of retirement with regard to disability that we do have. Going back to my question in closed session about what percentage of our retirees retire with a disability.
Existing retirees on disability.
Yeah, I'm just curious how it all plays out.
In the various tiers.
Yeah, in the various tiers. Yeah, if you could break it out by color of non-service, service.
And we will have some, a different category because we do have beneficiaries.
It's whatever color, whatever pie shapes you need.
I tell you, I know of one member that has actually two disability, he has his own disability retirement and his deceased wife.
Okay.
Shows up also as a disability. But that's fine. Yeah, very fine. Okay. You got it. You got it too?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll add that to the report. No problem. On exhibit two is where the applications came from, where they were received and accepted. And so if you notice, these includes Contra Costa County and then the participating districts in Exhibit 2. Exhibit 3 gives a breakdown for Contra Costa County. Contra Costa County, you know, if we look at the information in Exhibit 1, 69% of all of those applications came from the county, which is the predominant portion. Con Fire was 13%. If we look at the breakdown within the county, Health Services represents 25% of the applications, Employment and Human Services 25% of them, and the Sheriff's Department 28% of them. So you can see where a majority of the applications are coming from. And then on page 4, Exhibit 4, is a breakdown of the types of injuries. This is the application, the applications received and the types of injuries that were reported on those forms. It is possible in some cases that individuals had two different injuries here. And you can see if we look at 2014, which was our big year, the types of injuries, and then how they've come down in the second half of 2016. And it's still, you know, it's the musculoskeletal is still the predominant injury that's reported.
He just said it.
And then if we go on to page 5 is a breakdown by each one of the departments or districts. On page 5, it's the participating employers. Page 6 is the departments for the county on the injuries reported. For Contra Costa County, again, it was the musculoskeletal at 44 injuries for the report period is the high number. And then for the department, it is the Sheriff's Department, Health Services, and Employment and Human Services. It ties exactly back to what we have seen as far as the applications and the reasons for them. Any questions on this? Besides, we'll add that one chart that you did ask for.
I appreciate that.
Tim, how come you, in the charts, how come you broke out the 2016 into both the halves, just to show a trend in that year?
Actually, the board has asked for 6-month updates. As far as what is going on in the disability area. And so what we'll see when we'll do the next report for June 30th, the 17th, the 2016 data will be combined into a single year.
Okay.
Rather than broken out.
Just an observation that looking at the graphic in the chart, in all the charts, it appears that there's a trend down, but in fact, the 16 year actually would be higher than 15 if you start adding up.
Yeah,
I want to make you aware of that. So
yeah.
I don't know if you want to break it out in 6 months all the way through, or you
follow. Yeah, no. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And that's one of the issues when you get into the graphs and charts. You can read them so many different ways. But it does show a tail off from the first half of the year to the second half of the year. But if we combined it into a single year, which we'll have next time, mm-hmm. it would be above the 2015 year.
Mm-hmm. David, did you have a question? Look like you were raising your hand. wanted to give you full time.
He's an auctioneer in his other life. Looking for a bid.
Well, that's a good point. And next year, at the same time, we'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I would really prefer to see it all the same, because that is visually.
Right.
It's yeah.
Really
okay.
Yeah.
It's either annual or semi-annual, but it can't be both.
Okay. Whatever you want.
I agree.
Maybe on that chart, it would make sense to break it out, and we could add even on the other one an annual chart that also has a sub chart for the second half of the year, so we can just see we had a lot of discussion in August over if this trend continues, and this really identifies that we dropped off from where we were. And I think after we presented in August, I think it was almost July, August, and the first half of September, we may have had zero to only one application.
Yeah, we went through a couple of months.
Yeah.
We had a lot of requests for applications.
Yeah.
Lots of requests. They don't meet eligibility or
different
reasons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll do that.
They weren't twiddling their thumbs back then.
No.
That's probably the problem. Unable to twiddle thumbs.
It didn't meet my, didn't meet the requirements, eligibility.
That's one of those muscular skeletons.
I think this is disintegrating to some degree.
And I have to leave in about 5 minutes, so I've got last.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Tim.
It's that powerful, but little.
Mr. Price, I think you're.
Indeed.